This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, it's a great idea to call at the beginning of an hour and let me know what's going on in your life, in your mind. So there's something I can help you with, 855-993-7569. All right, we're talking about longevity. And it's an interesting response in that some of you seem like your life isn't working in the way that you really like to be working. And, you know, give me a call and see if we can't help you with that a little bit. All right? 855-993-7569. Okay, let's hear what other people have to say.
All right. Jenny says, personally, I've decided on 87. Came as an idea, and I'm working towards it.
Okay, 87 seems not a bad number. I mean, as you get closer, you may decide you want to extend it out a little bit, but not a terrible number.
Genevieve says, hopefully like my parents, both passed away at 87. However, as my dad would say, pointing to the sky, he's the boss.
Yep. Not a whole lot of choice. But, I mean, you know, it's like, what did I see that they kept telling the same joke over and over again? It's an old joke. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was a movie. I'll think of it in a minute. But the idea being, the one I've told before, which is the guy says, you know, I've lived a really good life, and gee, God, couldn't you just let me win the lottery and a clap of thunder and a thing. Well, the story that they told, which I thought was not quite as much fun as mine, was that one of the angels goes to God and said, can we help him out? And he said, yeah, but you got to buy a ticket. So mine is that God says, Joe, meet me halfway, buy a ticket. So however you look at it, that longevity, I mean, granted, it's not in your hands, but doing things like keeping yourself in good shape, getting a little exercise, not smoking, not drinking to excess, doing all sorts of things that kind of help out is kind of the buying a ticket in the longevity lottery. I just made that up, longevity lottery. What do you think? Possible, huh?
Yeah.
All righty.
Lucille says, until 120 and I will die peacefully in my sleep.
There you go. I like that idea. Yeah, I think for all of us that's kind of one of the ideas of it's not only living, but it's how we live and how we live long. Minnie, I don't have... Oh, there we go. I was just going to say I don't have the name. So, Jack, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes. So, thanks for being there. And as we get older, myself included, and I look back, I'm so thankful that I have a pension and everything. And I'm alive, and I'm mostly in one piece, and I haven't been injured at work. But the thing is, I suffered some aphasia and, 2-3 years it's been tormenting, and this idea that I thought it was a stroke and then now I find that it is not a stroke. What they finally figured it out to be by CAT scans, at a decent hospital was they diagnosed it as a complex migraine, something or another. And so I just wondered what you had to say about that condition. And
did it clear?
It did. It's always lasted no more than 15 minutes because I relax and it goes away within 15 to 20 minutes. This time here, I went to the hospital, like they say, go to a hospital for a stroke immediately.
Yep.
And I had an arrogant doctor that made me so mad because he never really tried to do anything, but, oh, we'll hook you up to some wires. And he made me so mad for an hour. And then they transferred me to another hospital that never went away for a day and a half. But after I was amazed that the neurologist actually seemed encouraging and said, maybe we can work it out. And they did. It did not clear for a day and a half, which was the longest time ever, but that allowed them to keep me on the testing and everything and the CAT scan for long enough to completely figure it out. And so I was amazed when they came back with that diagnosis. But from the minute I went in the hospital, my blood pressure was perfect. Everything they can measure was perfect.
Well, I think that you've discovered one of the truisms of life is that there, like in any profession, there are people who are really hardworking and gifted and empathic, and people who are maybe perfectly good people, but they're just not as gifted, or they're not as empathic, or they're not as brilliant, or they're not as diagnostically sophisticated. And luckily, even though your first choice wasn't, your second was. You know, migraines are a really interesting thing. You mentioned it. You know, I have just enough knowledge to get myself really scared sometimes. And I all of a sudden was getting black like thunderbolts out of my eyes and not being able to see out of one of my eyes for a brief period of time, which is pathognomonic of a stroke. But I felt like you. I'm not the right age. My blood pressure is low. I'm not overweight. I'm not diabetic. So it really didn't make any sense. And it cleared in about, you know, you're right. The first time it happens, you panic, which means anything that happens is going to extend. It's going to be worse, regardless of the cause. And so I finally sort of, once it cleared, I thought, well, it just doesn't make any sense for a stroke. I don't have any other symptoms. So I called up my doctor, and I had, interestingly enough, a similar experience that you did, where they said, well, we can see you next week. And I thought, this, as far as I'm concerned, is a life-threatening event. I was scared silly. So I called up another doctor who said, come on in. And he said exactly the same thing. He said, it's a migraine. He said, it's an optical migraine. And there's, you know, it's a dilation. The reason people, it has stroke-like symptoms is a stroke, as you know, a bleed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bleed going into a part of your brain. And it can clear very quickly, which makes it a TIA, a transient ischemic attack.
Right.
Excuse me, which means there's basically kind of a spasm, but it can be a full-scale bleed. Full-scale bleeds are a lot more dangerous, obviously, than a spasm, where there's no blood getting there,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to too much getting blood there. Excuse me. But a migraine is similar in that it's a dilation of the blood vessel. But it's not dangerous particularly. It's just, and people who have migraine headaches can tell you that they are not fun at all. And this one it's not a headache. It's just, it's an optical migraine, and it doesn't happen very often. I'm not even sure it's associated with stress, to be quite honest. And I've had probably since the first one was maybe about, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I've had maybe 2 or 3 since. But once, as you point out, Jack, once you've had it and you know that you're not going to die from it, you know that it's not a stroke, that you can tolerate it and you just sort of wait for it to go away. So, I think finding, and all of us probably need to be aware of this, is finding doctors that we like and trust when we're healthy, because most of us get a little careless about it, especially if we're blessed with good health. So we don't really scout out somebody that we think is kind and smart until we really need him. And then we're kind of, you know, whoever's in the ER or whoever seems to be there, whoever seems to be convenient. And it's not a very good way to treat our bodies or our health. So I'm delighted that it was not a stroke. And again, migraines are just, are you on any medication for it?
Not really.
Yeah.
Not really. Actually, what it came down to, I learned a lot from the whole experience, particularly because it lasted over time. But also, I have found when I openly speak to it about it to friends, it comes that there are a significant number of people I find that have had this situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I had never even heard of an optical migraine before it happened to me. I tell you what, let me put you on hold for just a second. We'll come back and talk about this for just another minute or so, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, well, please feel free. 855-993-7569. We're talking with Jack, who discovered kind of the hard way that there are really good physicians that are really healers, and there are physicians that are technicians at very best. And there's actually nothing wrong with a technician unless it's not a technical problem, and then that's not very good medicine. But the fates intervened for him and got him to somebody who was a little bit more empathic and a little wiser and also a little more accurate. So So, and as you point out, Jack, once it's like anything else, once you have it, then and you talk about it, then everybody else says, "Oh yeah, I know about that." But until you do, you don't know what you don't know.
Yep.
So is there anything else I can help you with on this other than to say I'm glad you found a really good doctor?
Well, I thank you for that. And the main reason I wanted to call you was just to give out some awareness that just might help people know it's out there. And, of course, the thing with the hospital, I mean, they advertise all over the United States now about getting immediate treatment for strokes.
Yep.
But they don't really back it up in the hospital. They just absolutely don't. So,
well, I think, look, part of it is being an informed consumer. And it's, to be quite honest, it's really the reason I went to medical school, probably even more than just being curious about how bodies worked, is so I could sort of ask the right question and help other people to ask the right question. But let's reiterate that if you think you're having a heart attack or a stroke, you need to get yourself immediate medical care and not drive yourself to the hospital. And you need to take any of the medications that you're taking with you, which everybody should have a list of their medications someplace by their refrigerator or something, so that you can grab it. But basically hooking you up to an EKG is not bad medicine. EEG, sorry. EKG would be for your heart. It's not bad medicine. But making the assumption that if a doctor has a diagnostic test, they'll be able to tell you what's going on is not accurate. So we need to emphasize, if you don't know, and it's when I talk with people about anxiety attacks, it's one of the things I emphasize. And there is no one on the face of the earth who can tell you the difference between an anxiety attack and a heart attack without hooking you up to an EKG. So when in doubt, especially if it's the first time, assume it's a heart attack, because a panic attack will not kill you. A heart attack can. And if you think you're having a heart attack, you should chew an aspirin. If you think you're having a stroke, don't chew an aspirin. Because you want to stop clots from forming. From the other, you don't want to increase blood flow. So it's really important to understand that if you think you're having a heart attack, chew an aspirin. If you think you're having a stroke, call, do not chew an aspirin, all right? But get yourself immediate medical care. Now, if they hook you up and they say, oh, well, you know, and even if you think you're the wrong age or the wrong sex or you don't have a history of stroke or heart disease in your family, don't make those assumptions. Let somebody who knows better than you know, who can hook you up and at least take a look, make that assumption. And if it's a second or third time and they keep telling you it's an anxiety attack, you may want to try a brown paper sack, square breathing. But get yourself, assume worst case and get yourself some help. And if it's not worst case, then you're ahead. But I think you're right I had never heard of an optical migraine before, but I knew enough to know that basically eyes are brain tissue and something was going really wrong. Now, it turns out that what it was going really wrong is it was not life-threatening at all. It's just scary. Especially if it's never happened before. And listen, as I said, I went to medical school. They never talked about optical migraines. So,
well, I'm not sure they really had discovered or researched almost anything about them then.
Migraines have been around for a very long time. But you're right. That medicine, as I said earlier in the program, is getting more and more personalized, which is going to be a better and better thing for us. It's going to, because instead of giving people sort of a cocktail for treating of cancer, my friend survived 2 years past her, basically the longevity that she was given, her due date, by gene therapy. So amen for gene therapy.
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks for being on the air. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Jack. Thank you for calling. 855-993-7569. I was talking with a friend last night, and she said, are you going to stop doing radio? And I said, not anytime soon. I still like doing it. Why would I stop? So that's the short answer, folks. 855-993-7569. Besides, I'm going to live to 100, so I got to figure out something to do. You know, what am I going to do? Wander around and say to people on your street corner, do you have a question? I don't think so. All right, let's see what else we got.
Zach says, long enough to see Donald Trump become president.
Well, depending on how you view that, it could be a very long time or maybe not. So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
And Daniel,
stay tuned.
Daniel says, if Bernie is promising all of this free stuff, I plan for him to pay for my mortgage, car, and I expect to be reimbursed for my student loans that I paid off. Then the Lord can do his work.
I think there's a little bit of tongue-in-cheekness going on here, but maybe not. Yeah. Maybe I'm just being a little cynical.
Yeah, it looks like a little more tongue-in-cheek stuff.
Yeah, people are perfectly willing to inject. At least you guys have the good manners to at least try and couch it in something that doesn't sound political, even when it is. You little Dickenses, you. All right, keep going.
A little more tongue-in-cheek stuff here.
Bill. Oh, good.
Bill says, if they cure menopause, we men might want to live longer.
Oh, cute, honey. Well, if they cure, although I'm not going to go there. Never mind. All right.
And then the last one here from Alan. Alan says, it's hard to say, but I project 87 to 97 if I can lower stress and just stay as healthy as I age. My uncle passed at 79. My father is now 76. I can see him around for at least 20 years or 15 at the least.
There you go. Yeah, and in theory, you can see if you look at it, it's not exactly a crapshoot. But it seems, if not random, at least not linear, right? That you can look at, as I said, my father, where, the oldest man for generations back, only lived into their 60s, and he essentially doubled it, or 50% more. So, hard to know. But look, so the deal is, keep yourself healthy, all right? Do get some exercise, don't smoke. Lower your cholesterol, put more fiber in your diet. I mean, you know, all this kind of stuff you can continue to do. Works for me. Alrighty, so have we've done our longevity. I wonder if we sort of added it all together, what the mean would be. I would guess, let's see, we had two or three 87s.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of hundreds. We had 120. I would guess that it's somewhere about late 80s, wouldn't you? Of people sort of thinking.
Yeah.
Which is not bad. 90. That actually is average life expectancy right now. It's a little bit less than that. I think the last time I checked, it was about, 86 for women and 83 or 84 for men. What's really been interesting is that men are really catching up in terms of, it used to be that women outlived men by about 7 years, and now the combination of women smoking, bad idea,
yeah,
and men taking better care of themselves. So it's we're catching up with each other. All right, stay tuned. I'll tell you about some theater when we return. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. but you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harris Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old time throng.
All right, Judy, I got it. Fair enough. 855-993-7569. All right, I'm going to review a bunch of plays for you. All right? Here we go. I'm going to start with Blackbird, which is the play that was written in, I think, 2005 by a Brit, and it was based on a real trial of an ex-Marine who was tried for what essentially would be called sexual abuse, that that he had sex with a 12-year-old girl. In this particular case, Jeff Daniels plays the role of Ray, which he also played 9 years ago in the same production. Michelle Williams takes over the part of Uno, which was played previously by Allison Pills. This is really Jeff Daniels' show. I'm not going to tell you very much about it. I was just trying to figure out why they actually called it Blackburn and have not been able to find it. It takes place in an office building, and it's not easy for the audience to watch it, but it, in some ways, is reminiscent of the Jeremy Irons version of Lolita, of looking at what seems to be pedophilia from two points of view, and I, without excuse one way or the other. It's a remarkable play. It's not easy. Okay, I think I gave it 3.5-4 stars. It's Jeff Daniels' play much more than anything else. I think her part is in some ways harder because she's a 30-year-old. Or 27-year-old reflecting on things that happened when she was 12. And I don't think she's nearly as convincing as he is. And he's had two different plays. He's played the part twice. And he's remarkable. Hold On to Me, Darling is kind of a fun show. It stars Timothy Oliphant as String McCrane, who is the third most popular crossover artist in country western, who is having a hard time. He has an assistant who has a crush on him. Whether it's sexual or not, we never really find out. A masseuse comes and senses his loneliness. His brother, who is wonderfully played by C.J. Wilson, is a good old boy that sort of tries to deal with his little brother. And Essie is his cousin, whom he meets at his mother's funeral. We meet him on the day of his mother's funeral. We also, I suppose it doesn't give away much of the plot to say that there's a long-lost father involved in this, too. Timothy Oliphant is wonderful in this. Who knew he could sing, more or less? I enjoyed this play. There's not a whole lot going on there, but Timothy Oliphant is always wonderful to watch. Okay, Huey is Eugene O'Neill's play that lasts just about 65 minutes. It stars Forrest Whitaker as Erie Smith, who is an erstwhile gambler. The best thing about this, I mean, Forrest Whitaker is fine. You may have heard that this was a limited run that got truncated. It was supposed to go until June, and it's actually stopped, but I still felt I should review it for you. Frank Wood plays the night clerk. The star of this show may very well be the set. It's fantastic. And the problem is, it's not Forrest. And Frank Wood doesn't have much to do. It's basically a Shaggy Dog story that's done in... Someone said to me, was it a radio play to begin with? And I don't know the answer to it. But it doesn't quite work as Full Tilt Boogie Broadway, even though I thought Forrest Whitaker was great. It essentially is an hour of monologue. But it's come and gone. So, although it's going to be a big year for you, Gene O'Neill, anyway. Ideation is at 59 East 59th, and I love this. The audience didn't as much, I think, as I did. The story is we've got three people on a team that have been brought back from Cyprus by their kind of witchy but beautiful boss to work on a project, and we're not sure exactly what the project is. There's also an intern that doesn't know his place because his father knows everybody else's boss's father. But this is a story about morality and sexuality and loyalty and paranoia. I thought this was just plain terrific. I thought it was brilliantly acted. I thought it was brilliantly written. I thought it was a great idea of where is the morality when you're dealing with hypothetical solutions and what if they're not hypothetical. I just thought this was brilliant. I gave it 5 stars, and as you know, I very seldom give anything 5 stars. Actually, I gave a couple things 5 stars this week. Mike Birbiglia, thank God for jokes. I've seen Mike before. He's one of those comedians that is, I think, a pleasure to watch. He is so comfortable in his own skin, and you feel like he's kind of just chatting with you in your living room. He never seems to be nervous. He interacts beautifully with the audience. At one point, for reasons that will be clear when you go see Thank God for Jokes, he asked if anybody in the audience has been arrested. You can't believe it. Several people had and talked about their experience of when they were arrested and why they were arrested. And he just works beautifully with an audience. He's clearly smart. and sweet. And he's one of the few comedians who really doesn't swear. He doesn't use off-color humor at all. And there's a gentleness about him. I thought Sleepwalk With Me was a revelation. I liked the movie. The movie sort of opened up. I kind of liked it in some ways better when he was just doing this one-man show. This is performed without an intermission. I think it's about 85 minutes, and it's just got extended, so it's worth seeing. Mike Birbiglia, thank God for jokes, and he actually does talk about it. I saw it on Easter Sunday weekend, so the God that he talks about is actually Jesus, so it'll make a little more sense to you. It was terribly timely when I saw it as well. And I think I gave him 5 stars as well. The Royal is at Lincoln Center. This is one of those plays that I can't really say enough about. It's beautifully written. It's beautifully cast. It's beautifully, the rhythms of it are just unbelievable. It has 4 African-Americans and a white dude. The white dude plays a fight promoter. It's based loosely on the story of Jack Johnson, who was the African-American boxer who sought to bring heavyweight champion James J. Jeffries out of retirement. It really stars McKinley Belcher III, and he is unbelievable. First of all, the bodies are gorgeous. The fighting is beautifully choreographed. The set is terrific. I mean, the rhythms are great. This is theater at its best. And I'm not going to tell you what the Royal refers to, but it will become evident when you're watching it. Okay. I'm in the home stretch, folks, and all these are at drjoy.com, so you don't have to actually pay a whole lot of attention. She Loves Me is really the toast of Broadway right now. I liked it. I didn't love it. And I'll tell you why. I thought the set was fantastic. It's set in Budapest with the idea of 2 people who are pen pals with each other who've never met. It's set at Marchek's Perfumery, and it goes from June through December. And we have 2 people who loathe each other on sight, which we know what's going to happen. It stars Jane Krakowski plays Alona, who is one of the people in the store. Zachary Levi plays Greg Novak, who is one of the dear friend. And Laura Benetti plays the other friend, Amalia. My problem, if I had a problem, I thought the first, like, 20 minutes or so were just enchanting. You just give yourself over to it. And then it gets a little slack. The second act is fantastic. And as far as I'm concerned, the real revelation was Zachary Levi. He was terrific. He's a television actor who's charming. He's comfortable in his own skin. He sings. He dances. He's adorable. So She Loves Me, I think I gave like 3.5-4 stars. I wasn't crazy about it, although everybody else has been. Straight is a little play that's off-Broadway that stars 2 guys and a woman. The guy is having kind of a crisis, Ben, because he has been in love and engaged to Emily, with whom he cannot quite commit to move in, and runs across Chris, who's a 20-year-old college student, and decides that Chris may, in fact, be more his taste than Emily, and how he's going to decide this. So it really looks at what's straight, what's gay, what are relationships, what's love, what's, you know, what is it that you're looking for? What are the choices? And I thought it was intelligent. It was very well acted. It was sensible. It gives you the sense about how complicated being aware of your own sexuality is when it goes against what people expect from you. So some really, really good plays. Blackbirds we're seeing. Holding On to Me, Darling is adorable. Huey's Closed. Ideation shouldn't be missed. Mike Birbiglia is terrific. Royal shouldn't be missed. She Loves Me. Romantic. Straight. Smart. All of them are good. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible?
Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. Greens75.com.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
Okay, well, hopefully you got your culture fix there. Man, did you write all those down so you know what to say? It's going to be a pop quiz. All right, so what are we doing here? Program director? Are we doing email? What are we doing?
We got a program director topic here from Jerry, and Jerry says, Dr. Joy, what are your thoughts on the impact of divorce on children? How does divorce typically change children's perspective about their parents, marriage, future partners, etc., compared to children from an intact marriage?
Okay. Well, then stop, because there's more you can sort of, so I don't get lost in the question.
Sure.
First of all, there have been a number of studies that have been done on the impact of divorce on children. And interestingly enough, it depends on who's asking the question about what answer they get. The groups that go in saying that divorce is disastrous on kids find out that divorce is very upsetting to children. Groups that go in that say that divorce, as long as both parents stay involved, doesn't really impact kids very much, find the same thing. So it's one of those questions that you have to be very careful about who's asking and why they're asking it, because it's going to influence the results. Let me just give you, when you put it all together, what really happens is it really depends on the marriage, the parents, and the kid. Okay, now having said that, let me be a little clearer. If the marriage is really destructive, there's violence involved, or there's drugs involved, or there's a lot of yelling and screaming, we know that kids don't do very well in that context. It's a lot of stress. So if the divorce means that all of that stress goes down and both parents stay involved and don't badmouth each other, then kids seem to do better than they did under that stressful situation, because the stress has actually been reduced. Now, obviously, if those people didn't get along very well with each other when they were married, they're going to have to work a lot harder. But that actually, I've seen it. I've seen it as a therapist. I've seen people work harder at being good parents and being okay to each other than they were when they were married. So it depends on how bad the marriage was, how much the parents are willing to work for the child's best interest, and also on the personality of the kid. But some kids are just more resilient than others. Part of it depends on the age of the kid, the personality of the kid, what the other structures are. That obviously a divorce is going to affect a 13-year-old significantly different than a 3-year-old. It's going to affect a 20-year-old significantly differently than a 10-year-old. So it's very hard to have clear statements that say divorce is terrible or divorce is not particularly traumatic, because you can see there are so many factors, not to mention the research is so tainted. So that's number one. Number two, I would also argue it depends a little bit on the reason for the divorce. For example, when adultery is involved, again, depending on the age of the kids and what happens after that, is going to have much bigger impact than two people who just decided that they are not very compatible with one another. The problem about divorce is it usually doesn't come out of a sense of lethargy. It comes out of a sense of disappointment or betrayal or anger. So I think the real question is not how badly does divorce impact kids, but how do you make sure that the impact of divorce is minimized on your kids? And the answer is to not give them the details about the divorce particularly, to not badmouth the other parent, to not have the other kid spy on the parent, and to explain as much as you can how it's going to impact the kid, and not to get involved with somebody else very, very quickly, because we know that the first year after divorce is the most traumatic for kids as well as adults. And if people get involved in other relationships, it can mean that the kid gets short shrift and has a sense that I'm not as important. And they also have a sense of insecurity of, can I count on this? So there are some sensible parameters that say that this will minimize the effect of on the kid. Now, obviously, if one parent disappears, if some parent says, well, you're just like your father all the time, if somebody else gets involved, if there's a succession of Uncle Al's or Auntie Mames or whatever that come through the household and the kid gets attached, obviously it's not going to bode well for the child having a sense of security, because that's really what we're trying to give our kids, if you think about the sense of, that they belong, that there's a safe place for them in the world. So let's see. So in future relationships, it's really interesting that the children of divorce they fall into two bimodal curves, which is kind of what you'd expect of some who are very reluctant to get married again. Amy Schumer did kind of a nutty but somewhat accurate version of kids who become phobic about commitment because their parents divorced. And on the other hand, kids who go very early into a marriage with the idea being that they want that security that their parents didn't have. So there is that bimodality. I mean, the good thing about adulthood is you can sort of make choices for yourself. We know that as a country, we're marrying later, less, that people are living together without benefit of marriage. So it's very hard to talk about something as complicated as marriage and the effect on kids and make any kind of meaningful statement. In a perfect world, nobody would ever get divorced because marriages would all be wonderful. That's not what the world is. And people marry for ridiculous reasons that really don't hold up over the long term. And the question really becomes, at some point, is a bad marriage better than a good divorce? And I don't think anybody can really give you a conclusive answer. But adults have rights, too. And people who are very... I'm not sure that staying together for the sake of the kids is doing anybody a favor. It's certainly not doing the grown-ups a favor. And quite often, it doesn't do the kids a favor, especially if one of the parents is unwise enough to say, well, the reason we stayed together is because we wanted to make you feel happy. The kids feel happy when they have, when adults don't fight. And so if not fighting means being divorced, your kids may be better off than if being together means you're fighting all the time. In terms of future impact, a little hard to, again, there's that bimodal curve. So what was the other part of the question?
The final question was, what are the likely concerns and any different advice you would give to adult children of divorce?
Well, adult children, I think, of divorce is refuse to let the parents... I mean, you, as an adult child, you have a lot more power than you do as a kid. As a 10-year-old saying to your parent, I don't want to hear you say bad things about Dad, which is not a bad thing for a 10-year-old to say, but most 10-year-olds are a little bit reluctant to do that. But as a 20-year-old, you can certainly say that of, look, I love you both. I think you're both nuts, but I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about your sex life. I'm not going to spy on you. And I think as an adult child, what you need to do is make sure that both parents feel that you love them. Make sure that you're not carrying messages back and forth. Make sure holidays are set out ahead of time. Don't badmouth either of their choices about additional people in their family. But use your head. And if you have a specific question, give me a call and I'd be glad to answer it for you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.